The Perfect Stress Podcast does not provide medical or nutritional advice, nor is it a substitute for medical or nutritional advice, and is not intended for the prevention, cure, or mitigation of any medical condition or disease. This podcast provides information only. Please consult a physician or nutritionist for advice. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Perfect Stress Podcast, where we walk that fine line between being productive and overdoing it and triggering stress-related symptoms. I'm Adam Darrow, your host and founder of My Stress Alarm. Well, Happy New Year's, everyone. Did you go out and party? I didn't. But I got stories from back in the day. Of course, I can't remember any of them. That's not true. I'll tell you, the strangest thing, or one of the strangest things I remember on New Year's, back in my early 20s, I hung out somewhere in Baltimore City. When I was walking back to my car, I noticed there was a purse sitting on the roof of my car. I don't know how someone can, you know, just leaves a purse there. I mean, I didn't mind that they put it there for a second doing whatever they were doing, but to actually walk away and not realize something's missing here, you know, and also the fact that no one else came by and swiped it. Everything was in the purse, thankfully, including the girl's ID. And she was lucky that it was my car because I called her the next morning and I can't remember where she lived, but I think it was all the way across town, but I went and delivered it back to her. But anyway, it's been years since I made actual plans for New Year's. That's how you know when you're getting old, when you don't care about making plans for New Year's. You know, when you're young, you're like, hell yeah, we got to make plans for New Year's. Why? Because it's New Year's. You know, now it's like, oh, it's New Year's? And even the few times over the last 20 years or so when I did go out for New Year's, it was always at a local place, nothing fancy. Well, you know, they jack up the prices and I always just find it weird going out on New Year's, seeing people who don't normally go out. Well, how do you know that, Adam? Because they don't handle their drinks very well, that's how. But this is a time for reflection, and the New Year's do seem to be coming faster each year as you get older, and it kind of can bring a sense of urgency if you're someone like me who works hard toward ambitious goals that take years to achieve, because maybe you accomplished a lot in the last year and you're proud of that and even satisfied with that progress, but maybe you're not quite as far along as you thought you'd be by now. That happens sometimes. Now me, I reflect on a monthly basis because to me, if things aren't going quite as planned, you have time to pivot and try other things if it makes sense. Reflecting on a monthly basis shapes the next month's priorities and sub-goals toward your bigger goals. If you just reflect once a year, I feel you're putting yourself at a disadvantage because it's not like you're doing things in a vacuum, right? There are things going on around you all the time. Sometimes things that are, you know, that negatively impact your progress. Shit you got to deal with that, you know, once you accomplish, don't really get you any further along your goals. It just gets you back whole again to where you were. For example, if your car breaks down or you get into an accident, it takes time and energy and money, you know, to get things straight again and move on with your life. But again, it only gets you whole again. You're not any further toward your goals. And just to continue with that example, perhaps that car accident was your fault. Or maybe it was just indirectly your fault in the sense that you weren't driving as defensively as you normally do, and you could have avoided the accident had you been driving more defensively, even though it wasn't technically your fault. And remember, I talked about how mistakes have to be part of your plan. That was episode 64. Does having pain up your stress level? I talk about it in there. But anyway, again, there are things going on around you all the time. sometimes negative, but sometimes unexpectedly positive too, even though it might not be so obvious. But you have to be resourceful when you have limited resources and you're trying to achieve ambitious goals. And that requires constantly keeping an eye out for opportunities. And sometimes it takes some thinking to see the opportunity, to realize it. So I recommend you should analyze things or reflect on things on a monthly basis. Take a walk, take a hike, and just think about these things. And this way, by year's end, you're done reflecting. You don't need to reflect anymore. You're now in a forward-looking posture. Remember, I talked about mental posture in episode 68. And also, when you do reflect on the past month or year, as the case may be, don't just focus on your accomplishments, but also the journey, because it puts it all into context. Because making a plan is not a crystal ball, right? And one thing for sure, something's going to happen that you didn't plan for. That's one thing you can count on. And so maybe you're not as far along as you thought you'd be by now, but maybe you handled that negative situation, whatever it was, so well that it didn't have as big an impact on you as it could have, as it has on other people, say. And that indirectly gets you closer to your goals and is definitely something to be proud of. For me, my back injury was definitely not on my radar at the beginning of the year. But I think I handled it well, still dealing with it, but I am improving, and I'm pushing on. But it's all about the journey, and you can even take it a step further, and this is the fun part, I think, but you can also project or predict what will happen in this next year. What things are going to happen to you, around you, that are going to affect you? How will the nature of your work change as you continue to progress and get closer to your goals? Anyway, that's my 2 cents on reflecting. But now it's 2022, and you want to put your best foot forward. Now, as for me, I've had my challenges over the last year, which definitely impacted my progress to some extent. Not making excuses, but facts are facts. And as I was saying last episode, I'm definitely going to focus more on interviews on this podcast in this coming year. I'm already working on it because I'm not going to have to spend as much time on the My Stress Alarm app. Now, that's something that I definitely thought a year ago would be on the App Store by now for sure. But then again, I didn't know everything that would be involved, nor could I. And that's why the emphasis has to be on the journey and your ability to react, your resilience. We're so far along now, by the way, that I don't see a situation where the app doesn't launch on both platforms in the next couple months or so. It's not like the app does a million things, and I think we've discovered all the bugs. It's just a matter of fixing the bugs. So I'm very excited about that, but also excited about the fact that it's going to free up some time to work on this podcast and doing more interviews, but also improving in other areas and growing the listenership. I see this year as less building and more about growth. Although, don't get me wrong, I plan on adding more functionality to the My Stress Alarm app this year, but it's going to be a lot easier because we're just adding one piece of functionality at a time, whereas right now we're launching a whole lot of functionality all at once. And a lot of it you can't see, by the way. It's behind the scenes. I won't bore you with the details, but it's pretty nifty. Well, anyway, the other thing about New Year's is that while it renews a sense of hope that this year will bring exciting things, that you'll get closer to your goals, or perhaps reach your goals this year, it's also when we go into the wintertime in the Northern Hemisphere. If you're listening in the Southern Hemisphere, same thing around mid-year, right? It's harder to stay motivated when the days are dark and cold and everything just seems a little more difficult to do. You know, I was talking with my physical therapist, and being an optimist, I mentioned that the days are already getting longer, and yet winter is just getting started. The temps are going to get colder, even though the days are already getting longer because of the angle of the sun. Funny how that works. You'd think the higher the angle of the sun, the warmer it would get, but not so, at least not in the first couple months. But it is something positive to keep in the back of your mind as the snow comes down and you're dealing with the bone-chilling temperatures. Just keep telling yourself, the days are getting longer, the days are getting longer. And here's a pro tip I've been doing over the last couple winters. Hopefully there's a window in your house, in your apartment, at the office, wherever, facing south. At some point during the day, the sun directly shines in. And it shines in powerfully because of the low angle. Doesn't matter that it's freezing outside, you know. And you should set an alarm for that time of day and just take a break if you can and sit there for a few minutes and feel that warmth and get that vitamin D. I actually do some deep breathing exercises while I'm sitting there. For me, based on how my house is situated, it's around noontime, which is perfect. Well, anyway, that's my two cents for this week. Once again, Happy New Year to you. Wishing you and yours good health and success in the new year. And also, I really appreciate your feedback. Please don't be shy. You can post a comment on the Perfect Stress Facebook page, or always feel free to email me directly at adam@perfectstresscoaching.com. Stay safe, and thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for tuning in, and if you'd like to get new episodes automatically, just click subscribe. Also, I'd be much obliged if you left a review or comment. Well, until next time, wishing you good health and success, and remember, don't let stress get in the way of success.